W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH Podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling.
Nate Darling.
From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome in. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. It's the Monday episode of the WTH Podcast. This is our last episode before Christmas.
No.
Holy
shit.
Yep. Yep.
The next episode. Where did
the year go? The next episode drops on Christmas.
Oh, well, that'd be merry.
Yep. We're not doing Christmas music this year. You'll have to go back and listen to the old ones. Sorry.
Wow. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. And this Christmas.
The very next day, you took it
gave
away.
Gave it away.
Yep. The way it happens. We got grievances to get to. But before we do all of that, I want to talk about this because it's the last chance before Christmas. There is a photo of a display taken outside Claremont United Methodist Church. It's drawing some controversy. It shows the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. You know, the nativity scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except in this nativity scene, everybody's in a separate cage, including the baby Jesus.
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
It is going viral. So, see what we can stir.
This meter shows how much stuff or dissolved solids gets left behind.
Oh, that's an advertisement. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? Nope, you don't. There you go.
And Christine, Alex, people have been coming out here all day. Some people just driving by to take a look at the display. Others, like you see here, crowding around and just looking at it in person. Many people taking pictures. Now, just
there's eight people ago, there.
I spoke with the new reverend heading this church. She did not speak on camera about this. Instead, she had a representative speak about it who knows more about how long they've been doing these, making these different scenes. However, Reverend Karen Ristine did leave a message out front on the placard. If we can zoom in here, Brian, for people at home to see, quoting different verses from the Bible, essentially saying that what we do to people on earth is essentially the same as what we would do to Jesus. That's the message they're trying to get with this arguably controversial display.
It's another wonderful example of the creative, socially conscious congregation that this church has.
I don't know what the Holy Family's got to do with anything.
The Claremont community is divided. It has mixed feelings about this nativity scene outside the Claremont United Methodist Church. But the controversy is nothing new to the church's members.
Every year, they do a very controversial Christmas creche scene, and every year it's very provocative, and that's the purpose of it.
This all started in 2008. The church started picking a social issue to address every year. It made scenes opposing the Iraq war, homelessness in LA, supporting gay marriage, gun control, and a depiction of the controversial deadly shooting of Trayvon Martin. Reverend Martha Morales explaining the church is not political, rather theological.
We are focusing on what we believe that as people who are trying to follow Jesus, trying to live the Christian life, that we are called to work for justice.
The scene shows three cages. One holds Joseph, another Mary, and baby Jesus lays in the middle cage. The display is a representation of immigrant families detained at the border and separated.
This is reality. This is what you see. This is who we are now. So this is what's happening here in the great United States of America.
Pictures of the display went viral online, shared from people both supporting and opposing the depiction. Tim Farmer tells us he had to see it in person to make his own judgment.
They obviously don't know their theology because they weren't refugees. It's kind of just, for me, it's a little offensive to see the Holy Family in cages.
Oh, is that offensive to you, Tim?
What a snowflake. What do you mean they weren't refugees? What is he talking about?
Well, they were going to do the census. That's why they were traveling. But I mean, it's a minor point. I don't think that, you know, that's necessarily relevant here, but
well,
I'm already getting the idea of Moses and the idea of Jesus, but wasn't the Roman church like looking for baby Jesus at the time, and they're killing all the babies too?
Yeah.
So I mean, like, sounds like a refugee to me if you're trying to avoid your kid from getting, you know, killed because they're rounding up all the other babies being born at that time. Yeah. Okay, that's cool though. I mean, they're not refugees though. And I don't think Jesus ever talked about loving your neighbor and taking care of the poor and the less fortunate and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure that
nobody cares about them.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's just get down to the nitty gritty of it. It's the church does it every year. They get a new story out of it every year for all of the talk about how I love it when they say it went viral. Online, where else is it going viral?
In my pants.
It's understood. Things go viral online. That's the only place they go viral.
No, I don't know, man. It went viral on the radio.
It went viral in the newspaper.
Went viral in my zine.
Stop putting kids in cages. It wouldn't go viral.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true. It would not.
They should come here legally. All right. There's a process for it, Kareem. No need to be taking our resources.
All right.
We got veterans we can't even take care of. I'm not saying I don't like immigrants. I'm just saying they should come here legally.
Look, I'm very offended by the idea of a white statue of a Middle Eastern family being put in cages.
Yeah. Also, Jesus wasn't white.
Also, why are you so concerned about what the United Methodists are doing?
Yeah, that's like definitely not your lane, bro.
Yeah, get out of the United Methodist lane.
Like, do you not know anything about the United Methodists? They're cool with lesbians and gays and all that stuff, so.
Well, and again, they went out there and talked about all of the people who just had to see it for themselves, and I think I overestimated when I said there were 8 people there. I'm guessing 4 of them were there because they saw a TV truck. Yeah. We're like, hey, why is the TV here?
Yeah.
Did somebody get shot? Yeah. What's going on?
And since this is before Christmas, I want to talk about the war on Christmas that's been happening. Like, yeah, we have our continued coverage of this war on Christmas. FYI, I've seen all of the Christmas shows this year. I mean, they're definitely like the Christians with the Christmas stuff are kind of winning, I would say, at this point. All the Santa Clauses are still in all the stores.
I don't know, Jason. At Dutch Bros, they wished me a happy holidays.
At Dutch Brothers?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Trump said people would be saying Merry Christmas again, and I got a happy holidays.
But, Dutch Brothers, like, I would think that if any coffee place would be like, Merry Christmas, it would be Dutch Brothers, because those guys, I mean, they're Dutch, and we all know about the Dutch.
Well, and they gave away Christmas ornaments the day on Black Friday. If you bought coffee, yeah.
Man, I wish I had known that.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't even here on Black Friday.
Do you go to Dutch Brothers?
I go occasionally.
I mean, you support the slave trade?
I do not support the slave trade.
What are you talking about?
Well, the Dutch Brothers. Come on.
Then and Mark now it's Nessie. Time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
That's where the word nigga comes from, the Dutch. Fuck you, Dutch.
Yeah.
All right, Kareem, you're first up. Grievance?
I'll go with what I was talking about earlier. Fuck you, Oprah Winfrey.
All right.
I used to be a fan. I used to like you. But the fact that you are going to do a documentary about someone that... Russell Simmons supposedly raped, when there are Harvey Weinstein just settled with like 20 people.
Right. And doesn't have to admit any wrongdoing.
And doesn't have to. Yeah. And does.
And suddenly his legs don't work.
Yeah. And
well,
he's
his third leg.
And he's about to go to he's going to go on trial. But you chose Russell Simmons to be the person.
Well, sure. No one's talking about Russell Simmons.
Exactly. Nobody said it. There were accusations that came out about Russell, and we haven't heard those accusations that came out. And it might have something to do with all them damn lie detector tests that he took. And the letters that he got from the relatives and friends of the victims that said that they never said anything about that, about him during the time. It's just from like 30, 40 years ago. So, Oprah, you did it to Michael Jackson. Now you're going to do it to Russell.
Well, one could argue Michael Jackson did it to himself. Yeah, and the children.
And I don't believe those two fuckers, so fuck them too. Yeah, I said it. I cried two tears in a bucket. Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, you're on record.
That's right. Because they were on record and saying it extensively. But yeah, no, it's like if I understand you were the victim of a sexual assault when you were a child, and that should be your passion is getting at people who've done that. But how about you go after people who actually did it?
All right, Jason.
Man, so many people I'm fucking upset with, especially during these days. I mean, but really, honestly, like who I'm still fucking pissed at are these fucking, like, these guys that were installing my fucking dishwasher. Like, I don't know, like, what the fuck these guys normally do and how they normally get fucking through shit. And I don't know what made them think that they could do shit like halfway, like at my house. Like, if I hadn't have been there, if I hadn't been on their fucking ass the whole time, I would have gotten a dishwasher that was installed with, like, it sticking out by, like, 2 inches. It would have been able to cut me or my wife because of the way the banding was on. And the fucking, there wouldn't have been, the insulation wouldn't have been installed in it. And also the handle would have been upside down. And they would have left with the tool that makes it so you can do that. I just don't, like, what the fuck are these guys doing? That's all these guys do is deliver and install this fucking equipment. That's what they do. That's their job. Like, how can they not know how to do this fucking right? Like, how can they, like, this isn't the first fucking dishwasher that has a digital display that's flush and you program before you close the fucking dishwasher. It can't be the first one that you do that. And they have to know that it should be fucking, like, flush with the fucking counter system. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, what the absolute fucks?
Here, they took one look at you and said this.
Fuck yourself.
And I just said, not today, demons.
Yeah, and then they were thinking,
you're a loudmouth schnook.
Yeah, like I said, I think one of the guys said something about being at the Hota's house still. So I think Hota is like calling me gay person, but in bad slang.
Like calling, bud, what's your problem?
Which, I mean, they could tell I had kids and stuff like that, and wedding pictures with my wife, so I don't know why they had to call me gay.
Because you were...
Oh, well, allow me to retort.
You mean a white devil?
Man, I'm trying to get them to do their job right, man. And I had $20 I was going to tip them. I was going to tip these guys money.
You're going to give them $20 to make them holler?
You know how I do it.
They get paid to do the wild
thing? They get paid to do the wild thing, bro.
Not anymore.
The wild thing on my leg.
Jason took one look at it and said,
come on. Come on now.
Yeah, that's what I said. Come on now. What?
Yeah.
What?
You know what Jason didn't do?
Come down later for moose soup.
Did not invite him for some moose soup.
You know, I'm going to get right into my grievance
now. Let's get it, dude.
My goddamn electronics are not working for shit today.
Man, fuck them.
I got a laptop who says there's no Wi-Fi networks available, and I know there are, because you know what can find them? My goddamn iPad that's sitting right on top of it.
And my phone's connected to it.
My phone's connected to it, too.
Uh-huh. It all is.
I'm downloading some movies right now.
What?
Yeah, I look at my laptop. It's not connecting, and I'm like,
what?
Oh, there's no Wi-Fi network available.
Look at me.
What?
Where in the world is there absolutely no Wi-Fi? Like, not ones that are locked that I can't get to, but it says there's no Wi-Fi. Has my laptop finally shit the bed?
I think so, bro.
So frustrating. So frustrating. I have never... nothing makes you feel older than when your electronics don't work right.
Yep. How do I defrag this hard drive?
Right. <I'm> like, when did I become the old man who can't work electronics? Apparently today.
When you had a kid.
Today it became the situation. Yeah. So anyway, that's going to do it for the grievances. That's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thank you for joining us. Everybody, have a Merry Christmas. Next show drops on Christmas. May your days be merry and bright and your grievances go gently into that good night. We'll see you next time.